the people who want to stop the change process in terms of some of the behaviors we've studied are multiple. I mean, you do have the tobacco companies who are really invested in not changing. Though, interestingly, I had a visit from tobacco company lawyers when I was in Houston. They actually liked the model because it says that people can intentionally change. So the lawyers were going, well, look, if people can change, then addiction doesn't mean that we're totally responsible. This was the time when they were doing the, well, what percentage of this is the person's, when they were making the settlements on in the legal ones, that they were making the settlements based on, well, 80% of it is responsible for the person's responsible for their lung cancer, 20% the tobacco company is. So they came to me trying to kind of figure out, well, wait a minute, if you think they can intentionally change, then that means we didn't hook them so they couldn't change. I said, wait, I didn't say that. What I said was that, yes, people can move through that process, but the fact that they are physiologically and psychologically addicted makes moving into that process and make through that process extremely difficult. They don't want to listen to that part. They wanted the other part. So, again, I think, you know, there's a lot of barriers to kind of getting perspectives out there, but I just frankly feel blessed. I mean, we talk about dissemination and you say, oh man, it's really hard to disseminate practices out there and to do this and whatever. I'm going, you know, we came up, this was developed. I mean, 1985 was the conference in Scotland. 1984 was our book. 1982 was our first article about this model. I can go to Australia, to New Zealand, to Sweden, to actually even some of the Eastern European countries, to Greece, to Italy, to England, and people know about the stages of change who work in the area of addictions, at least, and most of the times in health behavior. I mean, it's in Africa. So I'm going, how the heck did that happen? Because this is kind of amazing. I mean, people talk about you can't export stuff, but stages of change and motivational interviewing. Motivational interviewing is all over the world. I mean, I get requests from Japan to talk about stages of change at times. And China is using motivational interviewing and stages of change stuff. So it's really fascinating to me that these ideas just have seemed to have kind of exploded and moved out there. Now, it's not without criticisms, and there's not other people who are kind of saying, well, wait a minute, that's not right, that's not the right model. But frankly, it's really gone way beyond what I ever dreamed it would go in 1984 when we wrote the book.